You forgot to tell everyone what tonight's episode is about. Virtuous Optimist Podcast with your soul sister Chaz. This is season 4 finale of the podcast. This is the last episode of season 4. This season's kind of been weird because I had some unexpected pauses in the season due to me moving, and I was feeling like I was having to put a lot of effort into recording and reaching out to people to do interviews. I just wasn't as motivated as I was when I first started. So it's been kind of tough this season, but I'm glad that it's coming to a close so that I could recharge and, you know, think of some new ideas for the podcast to, you know, improve the podcast. So suggestions, you know, are welcome. You know, what will make you tune in faithfully every other week? I'd appreciate that feedback. But all praise to the Most High. That's number one for me. Since the beginning of Virtuous Optimist Podcast, I've always given thanks and praise to the Most High God, because without Him, I wouldn't have this platform to be able to share and speak on a regular basis, and, you know, at my own discretion and when I want to do it, and just have the freedom to do and say and play music that I like and love, hoping that you did too. But always all praise to the Most High, because I have so much unreleased audio. One of the segments will have a special guest. Her name is Tamia. She's going to come on the podcast and talk with me about the Disneyland fight, y'all. Oh my gosh. But anyway, yeah, we're going to get into that. And then I did a little mini mix on Big Crit's new album, Crit Is Here. I really dig the project. One of my favorite tunes on there is Blue Flame Ballet. I think that's what it's called. That's my favorite song on Crit Is Here. My vibe in here right now, I just put some lemongrass oil, essential oil, on my jacket that I have on my Be Black jacket. Shout out Emerald. Be Black, this is my joint. Like, I love this jacket. Man, I wear this jacket all the time. She had a pop-up shop in Lake Charles, and I ended up being in Lake Charles during that time. I went to the jacket, and on the back of the jacket, it says, "Minding my black ass business." I was like, man, I want this. And somebody was like, that's too big. And I was like, man, I want this jacket. Like, it looked like a jacket to me. I mean, it's a jean, like a blue jean shirt, like a man size. But to me, it's a jacket. But anyway, this is my favorite joint. Like, I wear this everywhere. I love it. So shout out to Emerald. Shout out to Emerald with Be Black Denim. So yeah, Crit Is Here. We're going to talk about the Disneyland fight. Unreleased audio of a card game with my family in Louisiana. In Lake Charles. So you'll get to hear slapping on a table and POTA and, you know, the card game talk. And then, of course, you're going to hear some tunes. If you are a faithful listener of Virtuous Optimist Podcast, you'll be able to recall on Just Music Appreciation in Season 1. I talked about my appreciation for music and where it came from, what was the root of the types of music, soul music, that I really love. I talked about those card games at my grandmother's house when I was a kid, and the tunes that was being played, Johnny Taylor and Frankie Beverly and Maze and all that. So it's kind of a modernized version of my childhood on Friday night.
Now, look here, man. I really don't feel like discussing the particulars of the particular situation, but what's about to happen right now is about to be a real sensational, phenomenal, educational display of a verbal ability bestowed upon a magnificent human being. Prepare yourselves. You've waited this long. You might as well continue to wait, because I've been waiting.
How long you gonna wait?
However long it take. Keep waiting.
How long?
Yeah, talking to you is waiting.
Hey, we both wait.
Shit. When you start?
Just now.
I might get mine before you. I was waiting before you.
They know you?
Shit, I'm next.
Oh, man.
Supposed to be.
I ain't even got my number yet.
Keep waiting.
More! Grit outside!
Yeah. Look at what God made, I'm God-like. The image of well done, I'm too nice. Those also waiting my turn.
If you believe in me, prove it. The time come and the time will come when I pass top show.
Yeah, I feel like I should have brought a trophy or a judging table just so I could sit down and get noticed by your bad bins and you snatching off your heels. And those tattoos of those flowers on your side, it looks so real how it feel. To win them off the dancer, so prestigious with your mantle when you tiptoe, you far from till drill. You got skills. Yeah, I thought that you'd be wretched, but you classic with your stance when you steal. Why you here? I'm just saying, you might wanna go on Dancing with the Stars inside a deal. You a kill, make a nigga rock some cufflinks.
Dreams like puppets on streams, yada da mean. Put BM at the Kappa on swingers and a dab.
Hey,
what do you mean?
Drink. y'all.
All right, look at those age, right?
Taylor. Oh, Taylor.
Taylor.
King.
Taylor. King. King. King.
King.
Okay. King.
King. King.
King.
What is it?
King.
King. Can't use it. It's you.
King again.
Oh, shit.
Seven. Lorraine. Nine.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Eight. Queen. Give me the queen. Six.
Can't use it. Miss you. Give me a pull, please.
Three. Give it there.
Uh-oh.
Ace.
Playing by yourself.
I ain't seen no good space.
You know what? I'll be out here.
Man, I live right
now. Everything you want
to finish the space.
Man, I don't want to go to prom no more.
Ain't how you gonna cancel on my auntie like that? How you gonna cancel on my auntie like that?
Wait, so wait, when y'all going to prom?
Tonight. Right now. They was at prom.
You gotta have friends. Oh, you ain't.
All
oh, you gotta do is ask.
You start talking.
Yeah, we used to go in them old hole in the wall club.
Yeah.
I get my
We used to call it
the Funky Onion.
The Funky Onion, where was that?
Yeah, the proper name of it was called the Matinee. You know
what it was, Matinee.
But it was so gutter, we called it the Funky Onion.
Used to party.
It was so gutter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, used to party over there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
this way back.
I used to play pool in there with Martin Jacobs and Benny Green.
Yeah. Wow. Y'all was fighting that too?
With that money right there? The
rainbow.
No money.
For real? That's yours?
And a bucket of blue.
Killer.
Yeah.
That's what they call. Wow. That's what they call Club Matinee. The bucket of blue.
Little guy that was raised up with, he got killed over there.
Yeah, they call it a bucket of blue.
And wait, were y'all telling what man it was?
The atmosphere.
That's scary.
And y'all was bummed. You gotta come up, baby.
Man, what that was? Simmons and what?
Simmons and Sesquit.
No, Sesquit is old.
Hold on, Kevin, I'm gonna drop you off, Kevin.
I'll stop later.
There's some pumpkin beans.
I ain't got no goddamn poking, baby.
That's
He said, I don't know what it is, but I know it's food.
That's why my back hurting and my neck.
Hey, nothing wrong with your back or your neck.
They giving them out the
They give them
out the I'm gonna get some.
Oh, you got planning on it.
God, dog.
You plotting on it?
Yes, I like
it. Yeah, yeah.
I just thought about it.
He wants some ice cream.
You got it.
We're recording, so don't speak of any illegal activities.
Too late. All right, five.
I don't care.
She's trying to
bitch.
Set you up.
I do not
seven.
Care.
She the people.
I'm from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Tell him.
Reasons, baby.
No.
Oh, not the same kind of reasons. But it's a loving reason that I love and you're gonna love.
She don't know what you're saying. California, I don't care what you say.
What are you doing? What are you talking to the
I'm going to talk to you in my face.
Pop, you, I mean,
Unc,
you got to act natural. You got to pretend the microphone ain't down.
Give me the
You can't be talking to it.
Nah, because I'm letting you know.
Hey, oh, my God.
Dad, I want you to know that I know what you know.
What you
was
thinking, Devin, just this
my
Devin?
Hold on, hold on. That's my Jack.
You missed that Jack.
Oh, no, I ain't missing nothing. That's my jacket.
Come on.
What you say?
Hold on. Take that.
Put
that right
there.
If you got a king, diss it.
Looking back.
You see what I'm saying?
Yay.
That's for your king.
You ever seen a person in your life?
Give me the quote. Go ahead.
You want to see what California is?
Wait.
I'm California.
No, you're not. Okay.
I love you. Now, A-Pam is such an emotional being. She's a great inspiration to us. I definitely want to get into what happened to Just Jake and Chuck. So originally I got the audio for Just Jake and Chuck, which was an interview with Chuck, who was a homeless guy living in New Orleans, Louisiana. One day I was on Twitter, me and Jake stayed connected through Twitter. So I had tweeted, it was a cold night in LA, and I tweeted something about wanting to like team up with people to go and pass out like little care packages or like blankets or something for people in the cold, homeless people in the cold. So Jake ended up responding and we started talking about, you know, homeless people. So long story short, he ended up sending me an interview that he did with this homeless guy. So I had listened to half of the audio of the interview by the time of his passing, but I unfortunately didn't get to finish it and kind of finish that conversation that we were having about homeless people. But anyway, so I was excited, you know, about sharing this audio that I had because, you know, obviously Jake is the people's champ. You know, everybody loves Jake and everybody's missing him. And it was a huge loss for a lot of different people. But what I didn't realize was that, yes, it's a huge loss for a lot of people, including his family and mother and close kin people, you know, blood family. You know, it hits them a different way than it hits friends, you know. So what I did wrong in the process of releasing the interview with Chuck was not getting the blessing from his mother. After releasing Just Jake and Chuck, I ended up, his mom ended up getting in contact with me about the episode. And, you know, she expressed that, you know, we need to do it the right way. And, you know, that she's still grieving and people close to them are really still grieving and stuff. So it's just not the right time for that type of thing to be put out. I immediately understood what she was saying and I immediately felt so bad because it's like the creator and the artist in me just overtook my logic and my rationale as far as being an empath and being empathetic towards other people. So I just really felt bad about it. And I was like, yes, like, say no more. I'm taking it off, like, right now. I'm like, got off the phone with her and, like, took it off of the internet. Everything was gone. But she's a really nice and kind and pleasant woman. And, I mean, obviously, you know, Jake didn't fall far from the tree as his mom. But peace and love to Miss Monica. And she forgave me for doing that, kind of misstepping. And, you know, kind of filled in on some plans that she has as far as Jake and his legacy that will be coming up pretty soon. So long live Lil Panther Jake, man. Peace and love to everybody, you know, all his loved ones, my loved ones, everybody that was touched by the loss of Jake. What I did want to say and what I did learn from that whole experience was the fact that I need a team. Like, I need a team because had I had a team, you know, of people to share my ideas with, and what my plans were, one of my team members, I'm sure, would have been like, Chaz, you know, I don't think it's right for that. Or Chaz, did you get permission? Or Chaz, did you do this? Chaz, did you do that? Like, I didn't have any of that, you know, around me to be able to lean on. So that was a major learning experience as far as that. But I need a team, so I'm still asking and begging God for a great team to come and help me as Virtuous Optimist. Tonight, you're gonna hear the first sister to do a Show Your Naked Skills freestyle. Peep the Soul Sister Lex.
What they fucking see, it's just me, I know, on my grind, you know, just trying to get the bag, I know I make them mad, I know I make them mad, I know they hella sad, but I don't give a fuck, it's just me or what, is it just me or what, is it just me or what, on my grind, to stay on my grind, I stay on my grind, on my grind. Get out the way, this is my time, I gotta make a new way, yeah. see my lyrics be donated. I write from the heart, and I could bet a buck in my city. They don't look long. Nights and early mornings, I gave your love a warning. I came to wake you up, cause I know that y'all been snoring. And I don't trust a soul, even my blood's just for payroll. Payroll. And ain't that crazy? And ain't that many? How your blood switch up for a check? And that's your crazy. And that's your many. How your blood switch up? Have you feeling like the neck?
Shout out Lex for being the first sister to do a Show Your Naked Skills freestyle. Peace and love to her, man. So I reached out to a number of different artists and musicians on Instagram and Twitter or however I can link with them. I reached out to them to do a Show Your Naked Skills freestyle episodes. Like the whole episode is just freestyle. So it's almost like my own little mixtape. So I'm did buku mixes, like 25 plus mixes of like 4 or 5 songs, and shot them out to all these different artists that said they were down to do the episode, the Show Your Naked Skills freestyle episode. So Lex, she was one of the ones that got back to me really fast with the freestyle, because you know I didn't push it as much as I could have to get people to submit the freestyles back to me. It kind of just fell by the wayside, but it's not dead though. I'm gonna push it soon to come. I'm gonna get to the point to where I'm able to push it and really follow up and get people to submit their freestyles back to me for the episode. So that's still in the works. So Virtuous Optimist Podcast, Show Your Naked Skills Freestyle Volume 1, that's coming soon. Remember that. Redeem ourselves from this shit, bro. Like, it's so embarrassing.
I don't know.
So Eileen told me about it, and then I was like, so look, I pulled it up while I was at work, but I had it on mute. Mm-hmm. And I watched, and I was like, oh,
was you about to cry? Because I was about to cry.
No, I was like, oh, like all I could really say was, oh, I was like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I was like, just so embarrassed.
Listen, I was tearful. It hurt my feelings to see that man hitting those women like that, or just them fighting as a family, period.
Yeah.
And you see, when he start beating his girlfriend, because you know I have broke it down, I know everything now, because I have watched it again on YouTube.
Yeah. What's the storyline? Like, what happened?
I'm not sure how the conversation, the fight, or the disagreement started, but the big girl who's spinning his face, the big heavy set girl with the white shirt on, that's his sister.
Okay. I was wondering if they were siblings.
Did you see how she pushed her baby stroller to the side, like line it up?
Like they done that before. Yeah. Like they fight like that all the time. Like,
fuck them kids.
Yes.
Rolled the little stroller to the side. Okay, first of all, you don't spit in nobody's face, but the way that he responded, okay, was that's the norm in their little family dynamics.
But he feminine, like, ooh, ain't no ain't no man gonna be out there fighting a woman in public. Like, if a nigga go fight his woman, he gonna do
he's
it in
a
private.
Feminine male.
But he's yes, feminine. He because ain't no man finna fight no woman in public.
Yes,
and
he
then.
Cheers.
And then, yes, give me some. Bam. Yes. And then he was doing, he had the hair and he was doing the uppercut thing like females do.
Lee, when I heard his voice, he was like, something, I was like, DL, gay, ain't comfortable. Because DL men, not all but most, don't like women, period.
Really?
I think so. Listen, I think so. Yeah. Okay, so the big girl, she had her baby daddy here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how they was lining it up for a minute?
Yeah, and he was throwing the over punches. Like, he wasn't even catching nothing.
Dang, I hate that.
But he was scared. He didn't want to fight, but he had to fight.
I could play the video while we talk, girl. My phone, and we could pause and go, but I broke my damn thing.
God damn it.
Let me see if I could get it up here anyway. Okay, so they lined it up for locked up for a minute, and he was done with him. Cause see, he's so feminine. He's a feminine male that he don't want that masculinity from a real man that's gonna be like, what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you that same energy, honey. He ended up beating the hell out of his baby mama, which the one that was in the cream top.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm thinking they had words. He said something to the girlfriend. He said something, don't talk to my girlfriend like that. And then the sister was like, I'll talk to her any kind of way. Spit in his face. Bam, they get to fighting. Then the sister's boyfriend jumped in. They lock up for a minute. The mama with her high blood pressure, diabetes,
talk about
chilling,
it.
Smoking Newports, drinking my liquor, or if not even that, just sorry ass mama. Why would you get your ass up trying to help your son that you raised? It's your ignorant ass son. Your angry ass son that you knew that need counseling back then.
Yeah.
But you didn't put it in and you served him with Hennessy and weed and black and miles and try to mute shit. It's all fine if he ain't flashing on you.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you get up and get in the middle of that?
So you think they from L.A.?
He said, I'm from neighborhood crip. See, now I need to play the video.
I remember that. I did hear that. But, you know, I only heard the first 2 minutes with audio. I didn't see the whole thing with audio.
Because okay.
When I watched it at work, I had it completely silent.
Oh, you need to listen, sis, because it's not a lot. You got to really be listening to understand and hear it. But it's sad because the sister, the fat girl that he slammed on the ground, that was his cousin. His sister was the other girl that was trying to help with her man. So it was 3 males, him, the brother, mm-hmm. and the two cousins' boyfriend. So that was 3 males, and then it was 3 women, and then all those little children.
Yeah.
And you see, none of the males help. He was beating them bitches' asses, and none of the males stepped up. So they know.
So the last one, when people finally, like, when pedestrians start breaking it up, like, who that was his baby mama, you said
that was his baby mama. They had a son. Their little son was there because he said something about don't get my son. Oh wait, let me go into search. Don't hit my son or something like that. History, because I just watched the whole shit yesterday. And it's just embarrassing. See, those are niggas. Those are niggas that live in Blackistan.
You can't take niggas nowhere. Like,
ain't it so embarrassed? Did you feel embarrassed for the race, though?
And then you doing this, like, at Disneyland.
All that money you pay to get in there is $200.
Right.
Just for you, for one person. That was like $1,000 to go fight at Disneyland.
Right. But you know what? Look, they were saying that the family denying it, that it ever even happened. Like, they said, they tell the police that it never happened.
That's how dysfunctional they are. I'm sorry,
right.
The stereotype, but those are some damn Eastside Watts motherfucker Section 8 voucher, WIC having EPT using, let's barbecue at my house and get lobster tail. When I be at fucking... Now, I don't shop at Food for Less no more, but when I did go, that girl had 2 baskets of food.
Yes.
And I worked 2 jobs, and I ain't never had no 2 baskets of food.
That's how you know people got food stamps, because we used to be the same way. We used to be in the store with a basket full of shit. And
We sure wasn't doing that when we had food stamps. You sure don't. But yeah, man, that shit was crazy, man. I'm still just like, bruh, like, what?
It hurt my heart, girl. My feelings was hurt because I was just embarrassed for the whole, for all of us, all in, and just the black man. What is wrong with the black man? I just kept saying,
girl, like, I didn't know what to say. I was speechless.
I've been working this crazy shift, and I ain't paid shit. I wish I could buy me a spaceship.
I swear I do. Chills, you feel me, eh? I feel you, man.
I've been working this gray shift, and I ain't made shit. I wish I could buy me a spaceship and fly past the sky.
Man.
My manager insults me again, I will be assaulting him. After I fuck the manager up, then I'm gonna shorten the register up. Let's go back to the gap. Look at my check, wasn't no scratch. So if I stole, wasn't my fault. Yeah, I stole, never got caught. They take me to the back and pat me, asking me about some khakis. But let some black people walk in, I bet you they show off they token blackie. Oh, now they love Kanye, let's put them all in the front of the store. So I'm on break, next to the no smoking sign with a blunt in the mall. Taking my hits, writing my rhymes, playing my mind. This fucking job can't help them, so I quit. Y'all welcome. Y'all don't know my struggle. Y'all can't match my hustle. You can't.
What I got next for the podcast, though, season 5, I don't really know what's going to happen with season 5, but I can tell you what I do have in the works. I met a brother named Doc Holliday. He's a real famous vocal coach. And it's the craziest thing because we met at the car wash that I go to. So I'm kicking it and he come over and holler at me and all that. So we start talking. He worked with some of the greatest artists, Quincy Jones, George Clinton, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, En Vogue, Earth, Wind & Fire, Toni Braxton, Brian McKnight, TLC, Jonas Brothers, and he actually started Tyrese Gibson's singing career. So yeah, so I met him and he down for the podcast, down for doing an interview. So I'm gonna link with him hopefully in the month to come. We gonna link, but real good dude. He keep in touch with me. I also linked with Ishmael Butler, Butterfly of Digable Planets. So we be staying connected to, you may not know or you may know, he's in a group called Knife Knights, real like sonic overlords. Like they really trip you with the music and it's really fire music. The sound is conscious. It's not just the words, like the sound is super conscious. So I could dig it. I could dig it. Hopefully gonna link with Ish pretty soon. I'm definitely looking forward to that. And let's see who else. So, and Fatlip, he followed me on Instagram. And so I'm gonna shoot my shot pretty soon for Fatlip to come on the show. Everybody keep asking, man, what's going on with the Far Side? What's going on with the Far Side? You got Booty and Imani over here performing that Far Side. And then you got Fatlip and Slim Kid 3 performing as Far Side. So everybody like, what is gonna take for y'all to come together again and perform as one? So Fatlip was like, the story gonna come out one day, but I'm like, come holler at Lil Chazzy on Virtuous Optimist Podcast and talk about what's really going on, what really happened. But yeah, so Fatlip on my list, and then Michael Morris, he's on my list too. He's a singer here in LA. We've been supposed to link and we just haven't linked yet. My apology for that, Mike. I really do apologize. It's my world. It's my world. It be doing what it do. But, and then also Quinto Soul. Quinto Soul is a Barrio Roots reggae band here in LA. They've been the backing band for a number of huge acts. Steel Pulse, Tipoli, Sister Nancy, Damian Marley. I mean, they do it big. But I linked with Martin. He's the bass player of Quinto Soul. And if you know anything about dub and reggae music, bass is a huge component of the sound. So Martin, I link with Martin, and he's a fire bass player. I can't wait to link with him more and talk about the music and get him to play me some music. I linked with him. I saw him at a show. Whose show was it? It was a Capleton show here in, it was in Long Beach. And I peeped him, and we peeped each other, and we hollered at each other. He was like, whatever you need for the podcast, let me know. So I got a link with him. So I'll be making some dope connections. But I just got to make it happen. And this break that I'm about to take, I'm going to take a few months off to recharge and just think of some fresh ideas. And in the midst of that, hopefully I can link with some of these musicians and kind of get some interviews out the way. And then when season 5 come around, just start kicking stuff out. I already have it recorded and produced.
I got a big old blunt. I'm amping on my front porch, about to put a torch to it. Then Coco said, don't do it. Please don't hit that shit in front of my little 4-year-old son. She sent him inside the house. Meanwhile, my sherry steadily roll one after the other, then another, cause I'm rolling in the dough. So we rolling the endo, as if the kid didn't know. He's looking through the window, yo, why we trying to hide it? To make the boy grow to be ignorant and misguided about the bud. Now I have to play the part of the advisor, because the bud is just a tasty tantalizer. The bud, not the beer, cause the bud makes me wise.
So I hope y'all enjoyed tonight's podcast episode, the finale, and the whole season 4. I really appreciate everybody that tunes in on the regular to peep what I got going on. And I'm just looking forward to growing and to come with some fresh ideas. But anyway, so I check y'all in season 5, man. Y'all have a blessed 2-3 months, whatever. If y'all don't hear from me in a few months, I'm gonna be back, though. You better believe that. Hey, peace, love, and blessings, and I'm out of here.
Like a person needs a soul, like the winter.